Now, Frankie Lee and Judas Priest, they were the best of friends. So when Frankie Lee needed some more money one day, Judas quickly pulled out a roll of tens and placed them on a footstool above the plotted plane, saying, "Take your pick, Frankie boy. My loss will be your gain." Well, Frankie Lee, he sat him down and put his fingers to his chin. But with the cold eyes of Judas on him, his head began to spin. "Could you please not stare at me like that?" he said. "I know it's just my foolish pride, but sometime a man must be alone, and this is no place to hide." "All right," said Judas Priest to Frankie Lee. "All right, I'll leave you here, but you better start picking which of those bells you want before they all disappear." "I'll do my picking right now," said Frankie Lee. "Just tell me where you'll be." So Judas pointed down the road and said, "Eternity." "Eternity," said Frankie Lee with a voice as cold as ice. "That's right," said Judas Priest, "eternity, though you might call it paradise." "I don't call it anything," said Frankie Lee with a smile. "All right," said Judas Priest, "all right. I'll see you after a while." Well, Frankie Lee, he sat him down feeling low and mean, when soon a passing stranger burst upon the scene, saying, "Are you Frankie Lee, the gambler whose father is deceased? Well, if you are, there's a man calling for you down the road, and they say his name is Priest." "Oh, yes, he is my friend," said Frankie Lee in fright. "I do recall him very well. In fact, he just left my sight." "Yes, that's the one," said the stranger, as quiet as a mouse. "Well, my message is, he's down the road a piece, stranded in a house." Well, Frankie Lee, he panicked. He dropped everything and ran until he came unto the spot where Judas Priest did stand. "What kind of a house is this?" said Frankie Lee, "where I have come to roam." "Oh, it's not a house," said Judas Priest. "It's not a house. It's a home." Well, Frankie Lee, he trembled, and he soon lost all control over everything which he had made while those mission bells did toll. He just stood there looking at that bright house, as bright as any sun, with 24 windows and a woman's face in every one. Then up the stairs ran Frankie Lee with a soulful bounding leap, and foaming at the mouth, Frankie Lee began to make his midnight creep. For 16 days and nights he raved, till on the 17th he burst into the arms of Judas Priest, which is where he died of thirst. No one said a single thing when they carried him off to rest, except perhaps for the little neighbor boy when they carried him off in jest. And he just walked along, head down, with his guilt so well concealed, and muttered underneath his breath, "Nothing is revealed." Well, the moral of this story, the moral of this song, the moral is, one should simply never be where one does not belong. And if you see your neighbor carrying something, help him with his load. And don't go mistaken paradise for that home across the road. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to begin the Ask Dr. Hal Show. This is the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. Yes, dear friends. This is the Honorable, well, perhaps, Dr. Howland Owl, your irritating horror host. And tonight, we have an unusual program prepared for you listeners and you fanatical followers also. Etherettes or Rocket Rookies, this may be the show for you. We anticipate receiving and hearing the stories of world traveler and artist David Normal, who will be joining us in a short while. And, of course, we have our usual trove of commentary and archival material from decades of similar presentations. And for those of you who care to listen, it is possible that you may recognize certain phrases, certain tropes, certain patterns of speech and thought. Just remember, incremental repetition is assistance to learning. Mental structures fall to ruin, weathered by the winds of time, not shored up by beams of memory, scaffolding of rote and rhyme. And we will contemplate from our position on our tiny place the immensity of infinitude. For infinity surrounds us, oceans of infinite space, and whether we are, in comparison, the size of a mote in a sunbeam, or of a huge rock, or giant gravity-fierce planet, the contrast is the same. And our apparent size, only a localized illusion. The nature of infinity is this, that everything has its own vortex, and when once a traveler through eternity has passed that vortex, he perceives it roll backward behind his path, into a globe itself enfolding like a sun, or like a moon, or like a universe of starry majesty, while he keeps onwards in his wondrous journey on the earth, or like a human form, a friend with whom he lived benevolent. As the eye of man views both the east and west encompassing its vortex, and the north and south with all their starry host. Also, the rising sun and setting moon he views surrounding his cornfields and his valleys of 500 acres square. Thus is the earth one infinite plane, and not, as apparent to the weak traveler confined beneath the moony shade, thus is the heaven a vortex past already, and the earth a vortex not yet passed by the traveler through eternity. First, Milton saw Albion upon the Rock of Ages, deadly pale, outstretched and snowy cold, storm-covered, a giant form of perfect beauty, outstretched on the rock in solemn death. The sea of time and space thundered aloud against the rock, which was enwrapped with the weeds of death. Hovering over the cold bosom in its vortex, Milton bent down to the bosom of death. What was underneath soon seemed above, a cloudy heaven mingled with stormy seas in loudest ruin. But as a wintry globe descends precipitant through Beulah, bursting with thunders loud and terrible, so Milton's shadow fell precipitant, loud, thundering into the sea of time and space. The mundane shell is a vast concave earth, an immense hardened shadow of all things upon our vegetated earth, enlarged into dimension and deformed into indefinite space in 27 heavens and all their hills, with chaos and ancient night and purgatory. It is a cavernous earth of labyrinthine intricacy, 27 folds of opaqueness, and finishes where the lark mounts.
Plug people.
Very popular
office
in the city.
Box Squatch, Washington.
Yes.
Nelson would be settled out of court.
Nothing with Nelson can ever be settled, either in or out of court.
The stupid people.
The stupid clown.
Hey, wait, we can't be sure.
Yes, it has been less than a week. I am still healing from the attentions of the medicos, and it will be 1 week more before I may attempt to resume what some call normal life. But also at that time, I must go in to the hospital and be told by the doctors the significance of what they may by then have discovered. For they are examining everything they removed from my body intently for
That was the announcer of that show announcing the puzzling evidence.
Stand by.
Puzzling evidence. Yes, puzzling evidence. I found your sunglasses. They are here. And it was confusing because someone left another pair of glasses here. But these are surely not yours. Of transparent pink plastic with no solar correction whatsoever. The other pair I found, I am very sure, is yours. And I must remember to take them with me when I leave the bosom of Radio Valencia.
I was at that ugly hip bar downtown Oakland where everyone is so alternative and they dress up like they're going out to the Fillmore. But
what a bunch of
neighborhood bar.
Why, I ought to.
And I was dating this short Jewish guy, and
well, now there's such a thing as too much information here.
It was this really hot babe, and they were getting drunk, I think. But I don't really like drinking, and I had a whole
maybe that was Dorothy Derendinger or Derendinger. How do you say her name?
It was kind of old, so I just cut off a whole bunch, and I took it, and I had no idea how much. It was, but I guess it was a lot because of everyone's reaction.
And what a reaction that must have been.
They were getting so drunk, and I got so high
Thou comest home as drunken as a mouse, saith Chaucer.
Ended up having our friend drive us to my house, who was apparently dressing double with whatever, and I was so high they threw me in the back seat, and then this guy that I was dating started making out with me and tearing my clothes off while she was looking at us through the mirror, and it was really funny, and it was really fun.
Oh, good.
And, then when we got to my house, they wouldn't park in the driveway, and they wouldn't give me my
car. Oh, they wouldn't drive on the parkway, either.
I had to walk, although it was 3 o'clock in the morning, I had to walk across, you know, my neighbor's houses naked. And then when I got inside, they still wouldn't give me my clothes off, and they were teasing me because I wanted to wear my clothes, you know. And, you know, I think that's the most fun thing about LSD is how much fun you have. She was...
Fun.
She was so drunk. She was puking in this wicker basket. And
oh, no. Why not in a waste basket? That would be easier to empty.
It was really cool.
Well, you know, we don't all have fun in the same way.
And his girlfriend were walking in the desert, middle of the desert.
Yeah, the desert. That's my speed. I like to do it that way.
And I decided to take some nitrous. I didn't expect anything unusual. Nothing unusual would happen. It was okay. Nothing great. Nothing profound. So I take a spatula of nitrous to the head. I'm lying there. And this crazy, I don't know, all my senses come together as one. And suddenly I feel that I am the last atom at the end of this gigantic, huge tentacle of a giant creature. I have no idea what it looks like, and I could not see.
Well, I can tell you what it looks like. You wouldn't like it. Yes, you don't want to be sensed,
you know,
by these beings.
Was just sitting back and listening to the show.
That's more of what we recommend.
Facility. They said I was okay now. You know, my favorite was when the man called his own answering machine and he started talking. Said, "Oh, I'll just get home later and listen to this and just laugh and laugh and laugh." And then somebody picked up his answering machine and said, "Oh, who's this? Wait a minute. Why are you answering my phone?"
John KPFA in Berkeley. Stay tuned for Puzzling Evidence.
There, you're on a downer now. You've taken one, and now it's running to react in your body, and now you feel like this. That's not much fun, is it?
Exterminator here. We like our coffee bloody. This better be good. My partner's dying to help someone. He tried to kill
himself. Tell you when.
Girls got any coffee?
There's nothing we can't do if we just work together.
What's that when they say you won't fall for peer pressure?
Coffee. Ooh, you guys gave me lots of time to meditate on the future. What you do? Stuff the Chinese on the way.
That's called peer pressure.
I was tired. I needed a coffee.
Proceeding maybe is a montromatic, but they are necessary. The only way of bringing his mind out of the womb of darkness into which it has retreated to protect itself is by a therapeutic shock, electrical or chemical. In our purpose, we are today using pentothal, and later...
The original.
Hang on. What are my bearings here? I haven't...
Where have I been, you ask?
Absolutely no caffeine in my system.
In a cup.
Okay.
All right.
This is decaffeinating.
Too much caffeine.
But I'm decaffeinated now.
Okay, let's go.
I'm up, aren't I?
Gracias.
You thought...
Okay, you gotta slow down. Okay, just you gotta be a little patient with me here, because we just smoked this great big fatty a few minutes before you walked in. So this is just blowing my mind. Just a little bit extra right now.
You smoke the
coffee?
Listen to me. Like nowhere here is.
Very drowsy and sleepy.
We smoke coffee.
It is
a drug.
Coffee's not a drug. I am.
You don't want to bump into people. So why not take an upper? Oh, yes, medicine up, make you high. It'll make you wake up and you'll think you're faster than you ever were.
Hey, Mr. Evidence.
People actually get stuff here, is it? You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything new with Bernie Mac you should know about? You know of this early on?
It's Dateline. The night they're doing something.
Anything new we should know about Mr. Burning Man?
Oh yeah.
Anything new?
Yeah.
In the bathroom. But like, are they gonna have like face recognition cameras set up there?
Of course. Identify the faithful, nothing more.
I know I do because I'm a writer,
and you'll be expected to give more,
and
feel more.
I'm not like those people out there.
Spectate more.
Myself.
No,
spectate more.
If I wanted to, I could. If that's
isn't that contradictory with the first two criterion?
Not if you're a spectacipant.
I can't.
There you go. There you go.
Shot. Give me a.
Next time somebody gives me static because I have a video camera, I will say I am.
Take it easy and keep it.
I am a
participant. Yeah, and you put it on the little metal tag around your neck. Identifies you as one of Mr. Harvey's faithful. It is a cult, after all. Thank you.
It's not a cult. It is a. How can you have a cult of radical self-expression?
Well, the word cult is from the Latin word colo, meaning to collect, as in collation or collaboration, where all are unified toward some object. Now, Albion's sleeping humanity began to turn upon his couch, feeling the electric flame of Milton's awful precipitate descent. Seest thou the little winged fly, smaller than a grain of sand? It has a heart like thee, a brain open to heaven and hell, with inside wondrous and expansive. Its gates are not closed. I hope thine are not. Hence it clothes itself in rich array. Hence thou art clothed with human beauty, O thou mortal man. Seek not thy heavenly father, then beyond the skies. There chaos dwells, and ancient night, and Og and Anak old, for every human heart has gates of brass and bars of adamant, which few dare unbar, because dread Og and Anak guard the gates terrific. And each mortal brain is walled and moated round within, and Og and Anak watch here. Here is the seat of Satan in its webs, for in brain and heart and loins gates open behind Satan's seat to the city of Golgonooza, which is the spiritual fourfold London in the loins of Albion. Milton, entering my foot, I saw in the nether regions of the imagination also all people on earth, and all in heaven saw in the nether regions of the imagination in Ulro beneath Beulah, the vast breach of Milton's descent. But I knew not that it was Milton. For man cannot know what passes in his members till periods of space and time reveal the secrets of eternity. For more extensive than any other earthly things are man's earthly lineaments. And all this vegetable world appeared on my left foot as a bright sandal formed immortal of precious stones and gold. I stooped down and bound it on to walk forward through eternity. I am that shadowy prophet who 6,000 years ago fell from my station in the eternal bosom. 1,000 years are finished. I return. Both time and space obey my will. I, in 6,000 years, walk up and down, for not one moment of time is lost, nor one event of space unpermanent, but all remain. Every fabric of 6,000 years remains permanent, though on the earth where Satan fell and was cut off, all things vanish and are seen no more. They vanish not from me and mine. We guard them first and last. The generations of men run on in the tide of time, but leave their destined lineaments permanent forever and ever.
Every weapon we could find, and it was called Car Hunt, and you had to hunt down the car and kill it.
Car Hunt.
And then it was pretty fun.
You shot the car ago, yeah, with weapons until it was disabled and no longer could function.
Are there any places in California where we can engage in some of this tomfoolery?
No,
not anymore.
No. Huh?
The authorities found out, and it can never be done.
Can be like that.
I always thought California was more of a free state where
they'd like you to think that, wouldn't they?
I know. What a great fantasy.
If you had it in Utah, it would be worse still.
Utah?
Utah is a horrible place.
Hey, it's on an Indian reservation. It's on federal land.
In the car, and then they would cheer and cheer. The nearest place you can do that now is Mexico.
Mexico, yes.
Yeah, you could go down to Mexico and buy a whole town, I bet you. I keep thinking about that, and you could set up a pretty amazing festival.
The little town of Guanajuato.
Well, that is the problem.
Where the mummies can be found.
When the original split of the members happened, one idea was that to make it as difficult as possible, so it would wind up maybe 200 to 300 people who really wanted to get there out in Baja California.
Don't forget about Oregon.
Or Oregon, yeah, it's the same thing.
See, there's a place called the Lucerne Valley in Southern California that is a smallish dry lake bed.
Cottage cheese comes from there.
Place to consider congregating. You couldn't sustain a Burning Man-sized event, but one up to 1,000 people, you could probably have all the room you want. They launch modeled rockets from there, as they also do from the Black Rock Desert.
Without uppers and downers.
The Lucerne Valley.
Where Lucerne milk comes from.
There's a lot of... That's right. They have all those cows and stuff over there.
Well, you're not allowed to launch rockets at Burning Man
springtime. Orange flowers
anymore. Also,
make you think that some plane shipping orange paint has exploded.
It's how you do it. These deserts are so great to go to in the springtime, especially around any high desert. But Death Valley is my favorite. Last week in March, first week in April.
Are you involved in the Burning Man project all year?
Have I?
Yes, sir.
No.
Oh, you just show up around the event.
I maintain contact. In fact, the
go.
Okay, here we go. A ranger and I are going to the Black Hawk Down movie sometime this weekend.
I am somewhat involved all year.
At the icky parts in that film.
Probably. I have read accounts of Somalis who are in the actual action who are very mad at the way they're portrayed in the movies. Which, of course, I mean,
movies are not the... They should make their own movie.
That would be great. With little plastic helicopters. Make a really cheap one. It would be neat.
Make a really cheap one. You know, one where the actual people do like an Audie Murphy kind of a thing, you know?
Yeah. And then you play those two together in the theater. That'd be great.
There you go. You'd see
and
where the
Black Hawk Down is millions and millions of dollars, and the one from Somalia would be made on a little Hi-8 camera with strings and little rubber soldiers. That would be so neat. It'd be like an
really
Ernie Fasilius film.
Too. No, they would do it. They wouldn't do anything digital, of course. They would all do it brute force like the Russians used to do films.
Yeah.
Like War and Peace, where they literally have a million people in the frame with Napoleonic uniforms prepared for them.
Right, or knights. That was my favorite one. They have, coming off the steps of Russia, and they have many knights.
Knights on the steps.
Yep. Some of their early movies are like that. They got all these poor guys out in the cold weather with big metal suits on and do this gigantic operatic move.
Actually, that movie was made in the summer. The snow was fake. They were overheated in their armor.
Hundreds of horses are falling, and in the film they used tripwires, and they broke the necks of so many people.
That's because they have 11 time zones, I'm told.
Making the Russian film War and Peace. But it's the greatest epic film ever made. I wish it was released.
No, really.
You mean Bondarchuk's film is the greatest epic film ever made?
Your, lively conversation, and I'll maybe see you on the fly.
Okay, that'd be great.
Well, I guess you can. You can argue about that. So we're trying to deal with the noise coming through the wall, the discoing teenagers next door, creating quite a rumpus. Oh my. And K-Rob has a mysterious allergy. We don't know the origin of that either. He keeps his nose perpetually sniffing and running and snotting. It must be something in the environment. Something nearby, something hovering, huge, perhaps immense. Slack, slack, slack. Slack is the soft voice. Slack, the luminous cloud. We all know this. But beware of the seductions of false slack. The offers that make you think you will reach the slackful dimension. If only you will turn slightly from your path. Just a smidgen. If only you will purchase the latest device, the latest electronic doodad. Become the member of the latest club or society. But like the grapes of Tantalus in the underworld, true slack eternally retrieves from those who seek it unwisely and greedily. In seed time, learn. In harvest, teach. In winter, enjoy. Drive your cart and your plow over the bones of the dead. The road of excess leads to the palace of wisdom. Prudence is a rich, ugly old maid courted by incapacity. He who desires but acts not, breeds pestilence. The cut worm forgives the plow. Dip him in the river who loves water. A fool sees not the same tree that a wise man sees. He whose face gives no light shall never become a star. Eternity is in love with the productions of time. The busy bee has no time for sorrow. The hours of folly are measured by the clock, but of wisdom no clock can measure. All wholesome food is caught without a net or a trap. Bring out number, weight, and measure in a year of dearth. No bird soars too high if he soars with his own wings. A dead body revenges not injuries. The most sublime act is to set another before you. If the fool would persist in his folly, he would become wise. Folly is the cloak of knavery. Shame is pride's cloak. Prisons are built with stones of law, brothels with bricks of religion. The pride of the peacock is the glory of God. The lust of the goat is the bounty of God. The wrath of the lion is the wisdom of God. Thank you. The nakedness of woman is the work of God. Excess of sorrow laughs, excess of joy weeps. The roaring of lions, the howling of wolves, the raging of the stormy sea, and the destructive sword are portions of eternity too great for the eye of man. The fox condemns the trap, not himself. Joys impregnate, sorrows bring forth. Let man wear the fell of the lion, woman the fleece of the sheep. The bird a nest, the spider a web, man friendship. The selfish smiling fool and the sullen frowning fool shall be both thought wise, that they may be a rod. What is now proved was once only imagined. The rat, the mouse, the fox, the rabbit watch the roots. The lion, the tiger, the horse, the elephant watch the fruits. The cistern contains, the fountain overflows. One thought fills immensity. Always be ready to speak your mind, and a base man will avoid you. Everything possible to be believed is an image of truth. The eagle never lost so much time as when he submitted to learn of the crow. The fox provides for himself, but God provides for the lion. Think in the morning, act in the noon, eat in the evening, sleep in the night. He who has suffered you to impose on him knows you. As the plow follows words, so God rewards prayers. The tigers of wrath are wiser than the horses of instruction. Expect poison from the standing water. You never know what is enough unless you know what is more than enough. Listen to the fool's reproach. It is a kingly title. The eyes of fire, the nostrils of air, the mouth of water, the beard of earth. The weak in courage is strong in cunning. The apple tree never asks the beech how he shall grow, nor the lion the horse how she shall take his prey. The thankful receiver bears a plentiful harvest. If others had not been foolish, we should be so. The soul of sweet delight can never be defiled. When thou seest an eagle, thou seest a portion of genius. Lift up thy head. As the caterpillar chooses the fairest leaves to lay her eggs on, so the priest lays his curse on the fairest joys. To create a little flower is the labor of ages. Dam braces, bless relaxes. The best wine is the oldest, the best water the newest. Prayers plow not, praises reap not, joys laugh not, sorrows weep not. The head sublime, the heart pathos, the genitals beauty, the hands and feet proportion. As the air to a bird or the sea to a fish, so is contempt to the contemptible. The crow wished everything was black. The owl that everything was white. Exuberance is beauty. If the lion was advised by the fox, he would be cunning. Improvement makes straight roads, but the crooked roads without improvement are roads of genius. Sooner murder an infant in its cradle than nurse unacted desires. Where man is not, nature is barren. Truth can never be told so as to be understood and not to be believed. Enough or too much.
I'm not going to insist that anybody...
Right, let's go to that nightclub over there.
Oh. Sure, that would be a good relaxation. I have to get off work and I really...
I know, we must also do show at the same time.
These What's are the name of this?
Yes.
What are they called? I've never been in here before.
It's called The Show.
Oh, it's very familiar to me. Perhaps I was mistaken.
They got the heat turned on the show.
Yeah, boy, on this cold night.
It's hot and I saw it down by the fire and get to see it.
Don't go away, I can't just so hot.
Hot to attract air,
head.
Welcome to our little hotel, Mr. Drummond. Perhaps you feel comfortable? We know you are a man of taste, Mr. Drummond. Here is your favorite drink. You may be surprised that we know. A banana Nestle Quick, shaken, not stirred. You'll find that we're not so behind here.
There we go, now talk.
Enjoy dancing the cha-cha.
What?
You're not giving me a mirror. I'm not gonna. You know, I'd make a monkey of myself out in front of all these people.
It's smelly.
Well, there's
the
that too. I didn't want to.
Hey, Hal, want to dance? Come on.
No, the odor is so strong. I don't know if I can go out there. Anyway. It stinks. I mean, that is saying my olfactory sensibilities are highly offended because they are steeped in the juices of time control. Yes. The control of time, the understanding.
That's what this
time.
Show is all about.
To obtain a knowledge of the underthings, the subligaculum or underclothing, lurking beneath the clothing of existence.
This is a Paris combo.
Just like this singer, though.
I know, these headphones have never worked this well.
Reality.
They're so loud that
I'm just quoting John Dean, former
student. Turn them down.
Everything in the universe.
Cannot.
Do
you have your portable radio with you? Headphones?
But intrinsic portions or subsystems.
Oh, you should do that, you know, for the show. I was going to say next week, one thing you might want to do, Uncle Philo, is pick up headphones independent, like this, of your own, and a radio. Clip yourself. It's a great way to do 5 hours.
No one could ever know what happened to those headphones.
What about the mic? I need a mic that stays in front of my face the whole time.
Well,
magic mic.
Plenty of mics. I mean, people will drift away, come back, rant, rock and roll.
Listen to the mix.
Is Mr. Steffi one of the
ways to do it too, man?
Some men climb a mountain, and some men swim the sea. Some men fly above the sky. They are what they must be. But baby, the rain must fall. Baby, the wind must blow. Wherever my heart leads me, baby, I must go. Baby, I must go. I am not rich or famous, but who can ever tell? My heart must lead and I must go to heaven or to hell. But baby, the rain must fall. Baby, the wind must blow. Wherever my heart leads me, baby, I must go. Baby, I must go.
That's right. He will be here. We thought he was going to be leaving, but I think he's planning on
Michael
being
Pepe
here.
Michael Pepe will be here. And who else will be here? Great grand number of people will be here because it's the Subgenius Business Meeting that comes at the end of the year. And this year it will be broadcast secretly here on KPFA.
What's the next 100 years? What will Ivan Stang, Reverend Hal,
I'm glad we were bored all this meeting.
Yeah, what's coming up?
Sterno.
Besides 11 o'clock.
Who gets the slight coffee drink named after the church?
This lovely and inspiring
report. Suggested from a church audience.
Wow, I want mugs,
greeting cards,
oh, boy.
Watercolor pants.
I want to be that coffee.
Did you step on something? I smell. Did you, is there something
I'm
on
sorry.
Your shoe?
Somebody open a window.
Did you track something in here?
There's something stinky in here.
Not you.
Come on. I was right over here.
It's an old moldy album. They'll have to go outside, folks.
I mean, it was
mold
over.
It's true. It's like
you're singing in the mold.
We decided we were going to spin that
around. Not really mold. It's more like you stepped on something.
They stepped on some 420.
Stepped on a duck or something.
Stepped on something squashy.
Obey and live. That's the motto I go with through life.
Fitted. Free or die, or we beat you
the collector, folks, out on the streets now.
Spanked or not spanked.
All through the Bay Area.
Yes, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it from him.
Yeah, what he said.
Ecstasy, pills, and pies.
Is what's going to happen to the human race for the next 100 years. Now we've had the sunny 100 years.
In
a moment, we'll have
again.
The dark 100 years. Religions fight forever.
Yeah, admission that fired up is only $4.40.
Begin to duke it out on the international playing field. Typing the report about the subgenius participation in the religious wars.
Don't leave anything out.
No, you can't have this track. I'm going to keep this track. This is my track now.
Oh, you're distracted.
So I can read. Obey and live.
Turmoil.
Obey.
That's what I say.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
genius. Was.
This is
scary.
Some new power button.
Jeez.
And did he?
It's just a sound effect, damn it.
Something.
What? Oh, look, now
if we do not have the power of persuasion, we shall use the persuasion of power.
All this computer stuff.
We have our youthful teens and we have our ancient old geriatric teens.
Yes, the aged ingenues tottering out of the old age home. Nonetheless, they're the youngest players on the scene. Now, we're all a bunch of oldsters now.
Action singers will perform all
the youth teen action singers, I saw them before. At Provo, Utah.
I fancy into smiling. Straight I wheel.
The What's Up With Teens happy caravan is traveling, maybe to your town.
I made the whole thing up.
What?
They're tiny puffed out bean bags.
We gotta listen to that again.
They're all American. Yeah, they're all American.
Where's my audience? Where's my audience? And his audience shows up at the front door, folks. That's the problem. What do you say over the air? Where's my audience?
Yes,
suddenly, they're there. And it's extra
spooky. No different than the frenzies of the
middle. That's no audience. That's my wife.
You know what it is? We use the same station. We were just in these tracking shots. See him running down the hallway.
Without understanding.
And here's the scary. It's just handed. You know, so it looks scary.
And he ran on down the hall.
And then it's got this cheesy... What? Okay, excuse me. She was coming through the door there. We've got this cheesy... soundtrack.
Only it were possible.
Made of pure cheesium.
Verities of time control.
On the way out, upcoming
it's like you're really in love.
God,
they are
given
with the peanut butter.
Dale Embry, recovered homosexual spot announcer. Dale Embry goes away to script and tells of his life.
Dale Embry.
Oh, I have a way to deal even with this.
Gay bar,
come on, you guys, let's get out of here.
From all his all-time low of the bloody school and
I'll show you.
Dale is bound for glory and gagged no more.
Israel is going to be attacked by Magog on the plain of Megiddo.
See, what we're doing right now is taping.
Then scorpions with the faces of little bitty guys but with great big teeth come and.
So we're on the field right now with Bud Good. And
in some
other
respect, they are similar to locusts or lubber grasshoppers or Mormon meeting. Crickets.
And,
in other respects,
most of this
to
is
a
big field.
Even though they have wings
without any
and
coffee.
Fill the
no,
sky.
No, there is coffee, but you have to find
cloud.
It. So you have to get your own firearm.
Stinging, torturing,
hunting for the coffee.
Human insect attack.
And the same that everybody talking about show is
all in the Bible, veritably in scripture.
Question says, if you're not in a prayer meeting, does that mean the prayer meeting is important?
Sefer Yetzirah. A Kabbalist text, the Book of Creation, which is almost 2,000 years old, tells us God has also set the one over against the other, the good against the evil, and the evil against the good. The good proceeds from the good, and the evil from the evil. The good purifies the bad, and the bad the good. The good is preserved for the good.
Oh, come on.
The evil for the bad. Underlying the two game players, there is God.
Donald is sensitive here.
The effect of the game is that both players become purified. Thus, the ancient Hebrew monotheism, so superior to to our own view, we are creatures in a game of our aversions, predetermined
forces. What is a coffee going to be named
not by blind chance, but by patient foresighted
engineering
systems that we dimly see.
We named him .com because frontal explosion.
I'll .com you, young man.
We would abolish the game. Evidently, that would not serve anyone's interest. We must trust these tropisms. And anyhow, we have the choice. Not until the tropisms lift. And under certain circumstances, they can and do. And at that point, might be sure that the tropisms will be defeated from us.
What?
We must realize.
No.
This obscuring things as if under a veil, the veil of Maya, it has been called. This is not an end in itself. As if the universe is somehow perverse and likes to foil us, per se. What we must accept, once we realize that a veil, called by the Greeks Dokos, lies between us and reality, is that this veil serves a benign purpose.
Dr. Howland Owl, broadcasting from Radio Valencia. And you're listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio. Dr. Howland Owl presiding. We have heard the verse of Bob Dylan and William Blake. And we still anticipate receiving our guest whenever he chooses to appear. Until then, we shall carry on and continue to employ the broadcast medium as we can to the best of our given abilities. Get a good channel going. See what I can tune in here. Not much.
This is Batman.
And Robin.
With exclusive news for KHJ listeners.
It's the Batphone Secret Number Contest presented by Boss Radio.
There's a terrific prize for the first KHJ listener to guess the secret number of our Batphone.
You've seen us answering the Batphone on TV. It's a special hotline Commissioner Gordon uses to contact us whenever there's trouble.
There are 7 digits in the Batphone secret number. Listen to what you'll win if yours is the first correct answer received by KHJ.
You'll visit Batman and me at 20th Century Fox and be our guest for lunch at the studio.
Then you'll ride to the Batcave in the Batmobile. where Robin and I will present you with a 1966 console color television set.
Wow. To visit us and win the color TV, just guess the secret Batphone number.
Here's clue number one. The numbers 9, 3, and 0 are in the Batphone secret number, though not necessarily in that order.
Send your guess on postcard only, please, to Batman, Box 38, 130, Hollywood. That address is Box 38, 130, Hollywood.
Watch for Robin and me on Channel 7 Wednesday and Thursday nights. And keep it on KHJ for more clues in the Batphone Secret Number Contest.
Eno, aged mother, who the chariot of Lutha guides, since the days of thunders in old time, sitting beneath the eternal oak, trembled and shook the steadfast earth, and thus her speech broke forth. Oh, times remote, when love and joy were adoration, and none impure were deemed. Not eyeless covet, nor thin-lipped envy, nor bristled wrath, nor curled wantonness, but covet was poured full, envy fed with fat of lambs, wrath with lion's gore, wantonness lulled to sleep with the virgin's lute, or sated with her love. Till covet broke his locks and bars, and slept with open doors. Envy sung at the rich man's feast. Wrath was followed up and down by a little ewe lamb, and wantonness on his own true love begot a giant race. Raging, furious, the flames of desire ran through heaven and earth, living flames, intelligent, organized, armed with destruction and blame.